Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey.
Trying to be real, baby, just to let you know.
No.
You gotta do the Jocelyn and touch yourself.
No.
Okay. She just can't help
it. I gotta.
Just touch yourself.
I can't keep my hands off myself.
Oh. This is me performing, guys. This is me performing.
Yeah.
I get on stage.
I do it all.
Three times in a row.
One, shake
two,
ass.
Three. One, two, three.
Hey. Yeah. What's going on? Hey, it is the after show spot where you want to be at for the Stevie J and Jocelyn show. This episode is called Jocelyn Goes PG, where she's definitely
right.
Needed to go PG. But
before we get into it,
I am your boy, Jimmy V. I can be on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Be Your Own Dad. Introduce my co-host.
Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram. Khalil Boo Boo.
This song I'm done touching myself. Well, it's three times in a row.
I did it seven times.
Like
I'm not Jocelyn as sexy and seductive.
Okay,
as Jocelyn.
So let's get right into it. Is it called talent if all you do on stage is touch yourself and shake your ass?
I'm very much over Jocelyn.
Rises up.
Very much over Jocelyn. Like, she annoyed the shit out of me in this episode. I don't know what it was, but it was just she had a problem with
everything. Yeah. Once again, we spoke about this last week. They're trying to find every little thing to make it into something, and
it's not working.
Yeah, as you could tell by
quit
Khalil over here.
Quit.
He is just annoyed by it, and really is, but. Jocelyn's body, though, I mean, that's what keeps me glued. I'm not going to lie.
No,
and
I'm good.
But as we see in this episode, that's not going to be enough. So just so you guys have the gist, if you haven't watched the actual episode, Jocelyn got offered an opportunity to perform at a Puerto Rican festival, and she's got to keep it PG, which means she can't touch herself. She can't slide her hand down her...
Which was a stupid storyline in the first place.
Whatever it was.
Puerto Rican festival would never
come
to Jocelyn and ask her to do a set. Especially knowing that this is a family-friendly event. Why would you go to a stripper and say, hey, perform at my 12-year-old's birthday party? No! Who does that?
Agreed.
It's stupid. Okay, you keep trying to make this show work, and it's not working.
And it's nothing.
Quit!
I mean, he pretty much took everything that I really wanted to say. I mean, all throughout the episode, they throwing things with Stevie J's family, but that's kind of...
That's cute.
Then we talking
I'll
about...
I'll give him that.
No,
that's
but...
Cute. It
we
ain't,
come
it ain't
to
T.I.
love...
and Tiny, but it's cute.
But we come to love in hip-hop for the drama, for the throw the water in the face and all that stuff, and it's just not popping
on. We spent
the
whole episode doing absolutely nothing.
Really.
And then when we finally get to something that seems remotely interesting...
They cut the shit off!
Not only that, but they use the same...
From two episodes ago.
Yes!
That's real, yeah, wow. Exactly. So we've
been bamboozled. I'm good.
We've been played. I don't know how
not even interested no more.
Want to put it, they played us to, we thought we were going to see something and we obviously haven't seen that.
Didn't see nothing.
And that's about it.
Saw people sit around and talk to each other.
Right.
And I'm sure they was being told what to say. And it wasn't good.
You know who we did see, though? Lorianne Gibson.
We did see Lorianne Gibson.
If you guys don't know, she's been on a few different reality shows as this crazy
Making the Band
choreographer, Making the
a
Band.
A very good reality television show.
I was a huge fan of that show.
What? But especially when they had the episode when they was battling at the table back and forth.
Although we've come.
You remember that? Everybody know about the Walking for Some Cheesecake.
And Walking for Some Cheesecake? Oh, yeah. Making the Band was a classic.
Get them people.
Lorianne on the show, obviously, Jocelyn doesn't even like her, says she's too old to even be here. So everything she's saying, she's not even paying attention to her. Lorianne just came on the show just to get a quick check. Shout out to Puff, because I believe she's down with the Puff Daddy
and
family.
And that annoyed me.
So, yeah.
How you going to come in here acting like you know everything? Somebody who's doing this, trying to help you out. Trying to show you which way to go. Trying to give you the light. Give you the keys to success. And you don't want to listen to him.
Major key. Well, yeah. I mean, once again.
You the hottest thing out. Where?
Jocelyn.
Where?
Feeling herself, as always. She doesn't want to take any.
On and off stage.
Any criticism. Hey, what? She doesn't want to take any type of criticism from anybody.
Wasn't even criticism.
Any pointers.
Bro,
she just doesn't want to listen. And,
I never done a kid show. Yeah. Oh, let me help you. Nah, I'm good, bruh.
Right. I mean, okay. Any type of change that you think we are going to see?
No.
No?
No.
Right, okay.
The show going to be boring for the rest of the season.
I mean,
we all going to be bored.
You know what?
30 minutes of my life, I ain't never getting back.
You know what the crazy part is? We've been on this after show for probably about less than 10 minutes, and we covered everything that was
everything.
On the show.
Why? Because nothing happened.
That's the sad part. Nothing happened on this show. So, predictions for next week. What do you think is going to be popping on? I mean, hey, that's just what it is, though. Am I wrong, though?
Am I wrong? How short the show was.
It's like he's keeping it real. He's keeping it 100. There was nothing on this besides they talking about this whole thing. And
it sucks because, like, I like Stevie J a lot. I really do. Like, I've met him. I talked to him. He was really cool. Like, I like Stevie J a lot. Jocelyn, she's okay sometimes. But, like, it just sucks see the show, like, to, like, them to get their own show, their own platform, and it's like, oh, okay, this is really exciting, and then we get this. Moment of silence.
For the Stevie J and Jocelyn show. But all, in all reality, though, spinoff-wise, you think this was a horrible idea?
I don't think it was a horrible idea at all. I think, I don't know what went wrong. I really don't. But you watched the episode, you like, oh, wait, no, something went wrong here. This is not supposed to go like this.
I mean, the episode really had nothing to talk about. Nothing.
Oh, they wasted money.
Like, what? I really want to know what was a good thing to speak about on this episode.
Lorianne, how you doing, Lorianne? It's good to see you, girl. Still looking good. Keep it up.
Legit, I got written down on my notes here.
Stevie J was looking buff too. I want to know what his workout routine.
Jocelyn's body's crazy. That's what I wrote down on my notes. You said Stevie J?
He looked buff, man. He looked like he'd been hitting the gym. You know what I'm saying? Maybe when he was playing basketball.
Matter of fact,
kids.
Though, he's like 40 something.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Not bad
for him,
looking 40 old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Playing basketball with his kids, you can see like, oh, okay, Stevie, I see you out here. Look.
Right.
What's up?
He said he'd buy his daughter red bombs if she made 2 free throws.
That was, I don't know. That might have been real. I was about to say that was staged, but that might have been real. I don't know. It been.
They got paper.
Yeah. It might have been.
They got money.
I don't know. My mama, she ain't going to buy me nothing because I made a free throw.
I bought my own shoes. So
I'd be lucky if I get McDonald's with my mama.
Man, with me, it was we go to Payless BOGO. Buy one, get one. If you know about that BOGO, you feel me, okay? Until you get yourself a job and you get your own shoes. But yeah,
that's how boring this episode is. We're talking about Payless.
We're talking about some shoes. Yeah, that's about it.
We're talking about Payless right now. BOGO.
So, Any
predictions?
Yeah.
Any next thoughts? Song?
Let me know. Oh, yeah. Start it up.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay. This is my magic mic. And it tells me what's going to happen in next week's episode. And so next week, I see a Z followed by, what is that? Another Z.
Oh.
Followed by another Z.
What is this? Are those some clouds?
No. This is a bunch of Z's. Uh-huh. Oh, it's getting clearer now. Everyone's sleeping.
Okay.
Everyone's sleeping through this entire episode.
Got you. Okay.
That's my prediction for next week.
So, which we saw, as they showed it to us twice now, her mic goes off. Honestly, it doesn't even look like the mic was on.
That's probably what all it was the mic went off. That's what this big whole thing was that we spent two episodes building up to. Her mic went off.
You know what?
I'm going to be so pissed if her mic went off. That was it.
That was it.
Yeah. That was it, bruh? Two episodes building up to her mic going off? That is a switch. Anybody who has ever touched a mic before, that is a switch. We spent two episodes.
Go ahead. My bad. Hey, it's cool. It's cool because everything I'm thinking, you're saying is cool. Legit, my prediction, I liked how you saw some Z's over there. I see bullshit over here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just call it how I see it. They'll probably touch upon this mic, and then she does horrible as her performance, and then she wants to break up with Stevie again as far as management.
Of course,
she comes back
because that would be the smartest move for your career.
Because we haven't seen that before, and that is that.
Yeah.
You excited for it?
No.
Yeah, we'll be here though.
Yeah,
same time next week.
Yeah.
Stevie J and Jocelyn go to Hollywood.
I'm going home.
Once again, it's your boy Jimmy V. I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Be Your Own Dad. You know, I actually have a blog. Make sure you check that out. BeYourOwnDad.blogspot. I'm trying to get them clicks up. Duh. Holla at him.
Check out my man blog for real. When you're not checking out his blog, check me out Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo. And if you're in LA, I'm gonna be at the Comedy Store 8:30. The show is free, so you got no excuse. Bring your ass.
It's free.
It's free.
Nah.
Bring your ass.
They tried to charge the kid, but you know
they
what?
They did, but they just switched it today. Okay. They're going to make it free now.
So. Wednesday?
Thursday. Well, this Thursday.
Oh, they switched
Comedy
it
Comedy Store. No, it's always been Thursday now.
Thursday.
This Thursday, February 25th.
And,
Comedy Store.
I'll be attending?
Come
yes,
through.
I will. And I'm actually write a post in my blog about it too as well to follow up about it. So be your own dad at blogspot.com. Make sure y'all go show love to my mans over here. And I'll see y'all next week.
Next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.